This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
And we are live.
Hi.
Yeah.
Everyone. Welcome back to TVI episode 162. 162. That's the old number.
The penultimate.
162. The penultimate episode. How is everyone? How we've got Vittorio over there
on the decks.
Drinking a Red Bull. I've not seen anyone drinking Red Bull for a long time.
Sugar-free Red Bull because I don't drink coffee.
What's in it? What's instead of the sugar?
More caffeine.
Really bad stuff.
Battery acid.
What is... I've genuinely not had a Red Bull, I reckon, in 15 years.
Oh, wow.
It would have been probably last... And I never, ever would have drunk it on its own. It was always a vodka and Red Bull on a night out.
Yeah.
Just to give me a little pep up if there was no dealers around. But it was... what's the effect? Does it work?
I think so. It just, like, it seems to get me going in the morning the same way coffee seems to for other people.
And what's the no coffee decision? Just don't like it? Never got into it? Have an issue with it?
I don't... Yeah, I've got a real problem.
With the ethics of the bean production.
Coffee
I get it.
Activist. throwing paint on our coffees.
I had one coffee ever.
Really?
And I really liked it. But I don't think I can attain that again. It was in a courtyard in Toulouse.
Enjoying stuff.
A courtyard where?
In Toulouse with my uncle.
I get that. That's quite a... I was about to say romantic setting, but...
It's a romantic
setting.
Fucked that.
I was only 7.
drink coffee.
Welcome to TVI 162.
Where do you stand on a baby chino?
I thought it was going to sound baby sex.
I thought we were going to
stand. I'll stand in the dock.
Straight into Roe v.
Stand behind your brothers who are up in court.
Where do I stand on what?
On like a baby chino, you know, them sort of like frothy
milk. Oh yeah,
milk.
They're all right. I used to give Ren them sometimes.
Caffeine. Before having a child, I was so against them. Like I've seen mates.
Because you're encouraging, it's like having those cigarette sweets.
It was more for, I know, I'm for them as well, but it was more the sort of, I always thought, fucking pretentious, like, hipster bullshit.
But they want to do what their parents
do. Well, this is it. I'd never thought
about it. Get them a little child
from that perspective.
Hooker as well afterwards.
Do a little line of sherbet. But they basically, since I had Twyla, and once she got to probably about, I think, 18 months, we would go, if we were out, go to a coffee shop, get a coffee, she would want to drink the coffee. So what we started doing was getting her...
Telling her to shut.
Sharp or we'll give you away.
See
what new parents give you, yeah? So I got her a baby chino, and she, like, it's just, it is pure for the fun of it, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no harm in it, really.
Oh, she loves it. Like, and now it's quite sweet. Me and her went for a walk the other day and popped into a coffee shop and just sat there, and I had a coffee. She had her little fake coffee.
That's nice.
Just sort of sat in a coffee shop.
It's like methadone, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
No, methadone is real, though. It affects you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But it's like if you're trying to...
It's delicious. Don't put that down.
Don't besmirch the name
of
methadone.
That's what I put in my coffee. That's what I put in my kids' coffee, methadone. A little bit of methadone for you, a little bit of heroin for daddy. Sit in a park.
But yeah, so you had it once when you were seven, and that was, you just thought
it wasn't when I was seven, but
right. Oh yes, what am I talking about?
And then you fucked. Yeah. Oh, okay,
right now that yeah, we've got a story
together. Everything literally.
Yeah, I'm very tired. I've been up since 5 a.m. because of a toddler who decided just to get up and go like, I want to watch some telly now. But so, what age were you when you had your coffee?
I think I must have been 19 or 20.
One coffee. So you'd never had it before.
It was a double espresso.
Strong. You went in big.
With the sugar in it. And we just sipped away at it and just watched all the French people walk past. And I just think...
Just went, you...
I don't want to...
Gay.
Frogs. I don't just shouting abuse, xenophobic abuse.
Just threw a bottle at them.
I just don't want to like pop into a Starbucks now and grab something. I'm just was such a nice...
Yeah, yes. I know what you mean.
That it's like...
It wasn't just about the coffee. It was about the setting... The company.
Yeah.
The pool.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm very like, I think the only time I ever go to a Starbucks is when we record this.
Mm. It's just, you know, I'm not,
because it's literally there. It's the only one in the sort of surrounding area.
It's a nice
area.
Little Pret over there, though, isn't it?
But Pret, I don't like Pret coffee either. Like,
you've
I like
walk across
fucking good coffee. So
dual
I make my
carriageways own. As well.
Oh, yeah, it's true. But yeah, so.
There's a food market opening over the road that might have. Nice coffee in it one day.
Really?
Good to know.
There's some, because I'm currently in the process of moving house.
Stressful.
It's fucking stressful. I was saying just before we hit record, it turns out if you're self-employed and you obviously need to provide your tax returns to show your earnings, and they do not take into account that there was a coronavirus pandemic, basically, because... I showed my tax returns to show that in the 2018, 2019, all that, earnings were more than enough to rent a property, and then but 2020 showed a notable drop off.
You're not gigging much in 2020.
Yeah, because of the because all the audiences were dead.
Oh.
I did wind it in for a year, but no. So basically, so it shows like earnings, and then that just, you know, a proper sort of. Probably a 50% drop or something, yeah. and then the next year is projected to be not far off the original amounts. Showed them my tax returns, and they were just like, "Yeah, sorry, your tax returns don't show that you're earning enough to pay." I was like, "But they do. It's just there was a in 2020 it dropped."
Could you do your 2021 one early?
I did consider that, but it's actually we've now sorted it. But okay. For a week, it was like basically, it's quite, but to sort it, we basically ended up just having a guarantor.
Which is so mad.
It is mad.
Do they know?
But it was, yes, it was very kind, because also like my parents are poor and live in a council flat, so I couldn't use my parents. My wife's parents live in Australia. I just started nicking their shit. They ain't got a bed anymore. But a friend of mine very kindly offered to do it.
No, you're welcome, man. You're
welcome. Julian would not have the credit rating.
Because I've seen people talk about, you know, when you get a passport photo and you have to get like a professional to sign the back of it. I saw someone tweet like, isn't it so weird that to get a passport, you just have to know a middle class person?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
I've done that with my mate is a school headmaster and he's my signatory. My accountant can do it as
so
well.
There's a list of people that can do it.
Yeah, should we get the list up?
Yeah. Can a nurse do it?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I just think they might be able to. I just said no.
God, no.
Because they're not scum.
Yeah, yeah. They're dirty hands.
Oh, sorry, women can't sign it.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh,
the list is just men.
Soldiers.
It's got to be a man.
It's just men, and they've got to have a fight record. They've got to have done a little bit of time.
It's Mike Tyson's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Which was mentioned on the now up and running TVI WhatsApp group. Oh, God. It's been set up for 24 hours. It's good fun. So basically,
there's already talk of fallen soldiers and fallen chin up queen bee.
Let's quickly look at the list of signatories you can have for official documents, and then I'm going to tell you what the topics of discussion have been in the first 24 hours.
It's funny when people first join because they only see like,
oh man, yeah. I've got a picture.
Just the end of a conversation.
Of the best one. I've got such a funny picture of that. We'll show it. But right, let's see the list.
So nurse is on there.
Oh, right.
Accountant, okay. Airline pilot, articled clerk of a limited.
Why the fuck can a pilot sign up? What's a pilot? Why? You know, anyway.
It's expensive to become a pilot. A chiropodist? tropodist.
See, that is not on, man.
A manicure.
What is a tropodist? That's your feet. No, yeah. It is. So what, somebody's what hacking away at your bunions. You're like, oh, by the way, can you sign this little photo of
me? Well, it's like a medical foot person, isn't it? Not like a pedicure.
Oh, it's not just, oh, I see.
It's not just painting your nails.
What's a commissioner for oaths?
It's probably official legal job.
Yeah,
isn't
I
it?
Don't know. Sounds like some medieval shit, doesn't
funeral
it?
Funeral director?
Oh, man.
A swordsman.
A knight of the realm.
A Sally Army officer.
What is it?
Salvation Army officer.
No, any old
guy. Right, one of them pussies.
Social worker.
Get away from my photo, you pussy.
It's actually, do you know what? I think this list has been added to. I think this is a much bigger list than it used to be. I swear it used to be doctor.
A vicar. Yeah, it was a
priest. Minister of Recognition.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it used to be like a list of 10. They have opened it up now to make it easier.
Trade union officer Mick Lynch could sign your passport photo.
I wouldn't mind. He'd sign it. Fuck the Tories.
is he that?
And this is Carl.
Yeah, I love him.
He's, why some people hate him, don't they?
Well, because of his, sort of socialist beliefs.
He, looks like
he will rub some people up the wrong way.
He had
way.
A good, little show reel I watched.
He's auditioning for Top Boy.
He's doing loads of self tapes at the minute.
He's gonna be the new Go Compare guy.
But yeah, so anyway, it's luckily I've got a couple of mates who are on that list.
Oh, that's
I can
good.
Sign my shit, but yeah, it's basically been a right week of fucking admin nightmares of having to constantly and it is a weird thing to. It's quite a funny thing now that my friend is a signatory on a very official document.
Sorry, there. I've just spotted photographer on the...
That is not allowed.
But it says photographer and then in brackets it says professional.
But yeah, but how do you prove that?
Just get Gary down the road to pay you 20 quid.
Yeah.
Because he takes some pictures for Insta.
Yeah. It'd be funny, you're getting your Edinburgh shots done by Andy Hollingworth. Yeah. You're like, mate, sorry, actually.
Maybe if they're a limited company.
And it's getting you driving license, could sign this, could you?
Because surely if you go into the little place where they take your photo, you could be like, I'm paying you to take this photo. You're a professional photographer.
Yeah.
Sign the back of it.
I suppose
sign
the argument is... Like, if they're literally taking a photo of your face, they're going to know it's you. They can confirm that you are that person.
It's weird, isn't it? A photographer.
Yeah.
What about a comedian?
I don't think
What's
we
the
should
difference
be. I don't think we should be allowed to sign
Why
anything.
Is a photographer more responsible than a comedian? Just because they take pictures?
Having hung out with
I don't know why they just are, though.
Yeah. I know enough comedians to know we shouldn't be trusted with any official documentation.
Oh, God.
Anyway, but so that's been it's been a very annoying week of trying to prove to somebody that you have money that you can show them evidence of. I could send you my...
Squatter's rights once you're in,
innit? Yeah, almost on general principle, once I'm in, and I can't now because it'll fuck my mate over. So,
So your ex-mate.
Get in, set fire to the place, send him a photo of it going, sorry, man.
What's your mate got to do with a snitch?
You know how you love a prank?
Yeah. It's like, mate.
Yeah, gotcha.
But no, he was the I literally sent it out to, there's a group of us old mates on WhatsApp. I sent it out and said, look, this is a weird and big question, but... Is anyone here technically
the
guarantor? And no, a few. I got three of them then contacted me.
Fucking hell, that's nice of them.
It's really nice.
I know you're a trustworthy guy, but it's a big ask, I guess.
I suppose, because it is essentially you're sort of vouching for somebody to not fuck up.
I think my mom.
Well, they're liable for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to fuck.
I know, but it's
I've
still
never ever not been able to pay rent.
No, of course, yeah.
It is. I suppose it is that thing of just it creates a tiny what if.
What if you tried a bit of heroin one?
Well,
night
that's what
after
I mean.
A gig, and then the next thing. Yeah, you're just fucked.
Next time
up.
Me and him are out, I get to my eighth pint. He's like, no.
Yeah. Gonna get you an Uber home.
Oh, that's so funny.
Not for you, Carl. Home and to work in the morning.
You're going to open a joint bank account.
I did because I sort of said to him, because I was very touched as well, the fact that three different mates were like, I'll do it, man. And then
touched you.
Yeah, that's part of the deal.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I'd have done it.
But I sort of, because now I'm actually, and weirdly, I'm now going to be living nearer to my friend back in Southwest London. And I said, like, oh, we'll meet up in this. And this is nice. There's a nice local pub we used to go to. I said, I'm going to buy you 100 pints. He went, you better fucking not spend your money on that shit. I've now got to cover that stuff. So it's been a bloody nightmare. And it's one of the moments where you're like, I wish I had just had a fucking normal job. Like,
I know.
Normal people.
I mean, but then you're glad you don't, because we're sitting here.
That's it, exactly. Yeah.
Do you ever wish you had a normal job? We're eating grapes and having a nice time.
I do it about once, I'd say once a fortnight, I have a moment where I'm like, it would be nice to have a normal job.
I do when
job.
The weekends and the drives.
And you're out late and years. But and then suddenly, you know, you just, then, but it's that thing you always think about, it's that grass is greener thing, isn't it? But like, actually, the moment you think about the reality of having a proper job, which, you know, most of our listeners would have, well done. But, you know, when you've been out of it for long, I think it'd be so hard to go back to a proper job.
Yeah. Straightening that OCD.
Yeah, man.
I used to quite like my job, to be honest. I quite liked the routine. And just in hindsight, like getting up at the same time. You know, there's something about a routine, isn't there? You can get more done in a way. The more busy you are, you're more on that. You know what I mean? When also you need something doing, you do it.
There's also in a place of work. You go to a place for work. With comedy, the problem is, and this is why a lot of comedians need to go to somewhere to write and stuff, is it is
they're
like
shit. That's what
you can't just get up and then just you know, you just
need to
house.
Write some jokes, mate. I mean, they don't go there, but they should go to church and do some writing, mate.
But you need it often. You like
not really comics.
I struggle to write at home. I tend to, but I'm not, I also, I don't,
I've
I'm
seen
not,
your show, yeah. So that's where you compile most of it, okay.
But I don't like going and just sitting in a coffee shop and
I
writing.
Don't like that either.
I tend to write on the go. Most of my ideas come on sitting on tubes or, you know, most of them. And then I put them in my notes and then at some point
it's
I will
the expanding
be,
upon the idea.
Yeah. And then most of it's done on stage, to be honest.
I use podcasts to just riff out ideas and then see where we end up.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, yeah.
Anything anyway, what's the deal with
with airline food already? If anything that you say on this podcast, we own it.
Oh yes, it's your IP.
I went to New Material Night at Top Secret last night, and I did my tightest ever double between two gigs. I think
the two rooms at Top Secret.
But no, because for anyone that doesn't know, Top Secret, one of the greatest clubs
on the planet.
Yeah, I'd say probably one of the best comedy clubs on the planet. I think we're very blessed in this country with some of the greatest comedy clubs.
Hot Water's great.
Comedy Store, Banana Cabaret, all these great clubs, right?
Banana.
Top Secret, in the last sort of probably 5-7 years, has become such a great place for comedy in London. And what they do is they run two shows side by side, so you one they stagger it, so one starts 10 minutes after the first. So you go on stage in the upstairs room, come off stage after your set, and you walk downstairs and go on stage in the second one. I had it timed to perfection, right? I was meant to, because it's only new material, you're only doing 10 minutes. I was meant to be on stage at 8 o'clock upstairs because it starts at 10 to 8, then come off on stage at 10 past, downstairs, off at 20 past, and I was meant to be at my next gig, which was just under a 10-minute walk, at 5:30, when it was to start, and I was on at 8:40, right? So I was like, this is going to work.
Great.
Went on upstairs late, it started late upstairs, so I'm already like, all right, I've now shaved a few minutes out of my time. Came off stage upstairs, I think it was like 14 minutes past 8, so now I'm like, fuck, like, if I'm on straight away downstairs, I'll be off stage, 25 past. I'll jog, get there at 8:30. I went downstairs. The downstairs room hadn't started yet.
No.
There was a big queue at the bar, and I just went, ugh. I texted the other gig, like, hey, guys, yeah.
What was the other gig, sorry?
It was 99 Club, which is a great gig, right? A message and was like, hi guys, timings are a bit different. I'm going to be running in. Are we going for an earthquake? Yeah. What was that banging noise?
I'll message the staff.
But basically, I said, look, I'm caught up a bit. I'm going to be a little bit late. I'll be there at 8:35. It normally starts 5 minutes late. I thought I'd be fine. Anyway, I got on stage at 27 minutes past 8. Bear in mind, I'm meant to be at my next gig and at 8:30.
And you did 3 minutes of top sequence.
I did 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I thought you said 20 seconds. It was minutes, was it?
I did 8 minutes of new material, came off stage at 8:35, and I fucking sprinted and messaged en route to say, if you need to start, start, and I'll just give you a wave when I get in the room. And I walked into into 99 Club at 8:40, and Matt Green was hosting, and they gave him the wave, and about 3 minutes later, I went on.
Nice.
So I came off stage, what was it? So I came off stage at 8:35, and I think I went on stage at 8:44 at the 99 Club.
Nice.
9 minutes later.
Nice.
That is fucking...
That's good.
So exciting, but also so unprofessional. And I totally fucked myself, and I apologise to both gigs for my unprofessional. It was, I thought it was all going to work, and it sort of fell apart, but... Oh man, it's so. I find it so stressful.
I know.
But then it's so nice once you get there and you know you made it.
After the gigs, it's like, ah. Oh. Yeah. I did it once with Top Secret to Here at Vauxhall. And I left about 20 minutes. I think it's just over the water. And I come out of Top Secret, got in my car, and it was just straight gridlocked.
Oh, God.
I was like texting, I'm going to be about half an hour late.
Yeah. It is. I mean, I reckon that's the smallest window of time I've ever done three gigs in.
Except in Edinburgh, maybe, or something.
No, I think because I three different sets in, basically. I went on stage, what, at like...
So two at Top Secret and
two at Top
one
Secret,
at 99.
One at 99 Club. Went on stage at 4 minutes past upstairs in the Top Secret, and I would have come off at 4 minutes past nine.
Mm-hmm.
So within 1 hour, I did three sets at
That's
two different
so
clubs.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
That's so
fucking
good.
Yes.
I doubled a Covent Garden Comedy Club once with Southend. I don't know what I was thinking, and I was well late.
Oh,
I was,
man,
like 45 minutes after stage time,
yeah,
and I
yeah.
got up, and I didn't have a great one at Southend.
I remember I did a Saturday recently where I went Vauxhall Angel.
That's not on. Oh. You can't be going back and forth like that.
It's not that near, really, is it? Like, it's like both London.
25 minutes, 30 minutes on the tube because you go straight up the Victoria
Line. I suppose, yeah. Because it used to be, I remember when the Comedy Store Late Show used to be midnight, you used to be able to squeeze some disgusting doubles in. Like, because you do the early show, like, say you're on first or something, or second in the early show, you'd be out of there by... sort of 8:39, whatever, and you could get pretty far. And if you were on sort of in the second half of the late show, you didn't need to be back till 1 a.m.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I remember, like, once I went to Bracknell for a gig. So I came off stage at the store, just went to Bracknell,
comedy
and then
cellar.
Just came back for the Leeds Comedy Cellar.
Lovely,
like,
gig, isn't it?
You know, I was sort of, I got off stage probably 11 p.m. in Bracknell,
yeah,
and still had a leisurely journey back to my late show.
That's so
mad. Sad. I've got one coming up next weekend. Next Sunday, I am at the Brighton Comedy Garden, and then I'm closing the Banana Cabaret because it starts at 7.
Early, yeah.
So I'm on stage at like 7:15, off, and then just up to Balham. It'll be fine. What could go wrong? Apart from all the trains.
You could be well late.
And you're not driving, you're on trains?
I'll probably get the train. My plan is to get the train. I'll monitor it on the day. I'll make a decision, guys.
Okay.
But, and I'm also flying in from Luxembourg that morning. So there's a lot that could go wrong. Going to a mate's wedding. I'm flying back Saturday morning from Luxembourg, going home, getting my stuff, heading to Brighton, Balham, home. Yes.
A classic destination wedding to Luxembourg.
My mate lives in Luxembourg.
Right, okay. Luckily, it's not like, let's all go to Luxembourg.
He didn't pick it. Have you ever been to Luxembourg?
No.
It's not really, it doesn't feel like it's a country.
I think
like
I've been through it.
It feels like a city more than a...
Yeah.
Because it is, basically, Luxembourg City is it, really. And there's little suburbs outside it, but then...
What's
like,
the city called there? Is it
Luxembourg City.
Oh.
It's like, that's how small a country it is. They were just like, we ain't going to change names of areas.
It's Luxembourg, innit?
Yeah. But the countryside of Luxembourg is Holland.
Well, that's what it is. Like, my mate, he's been living there for about 4 years now, 5 years. He can, like, just go... He can jump on a train in the morning and go, like, I'll just have a day trip to Germany.
Yeah.
And he'll go there for the afternoon and then come back. And it's, like, it's so near. So it's,
and
it's,
trains are dead cheap over there.
Oh,
though.
Man.
It's so handy.
It's almost like Europe actually runs slightly better than the UK.
Gosh. That clip you, that joke, the Jacinda Ardern one.
It's funny,
so
isn't it?
Funny.
It's a good bit. So check it out on my Twitter or Instagram.
Jacinda, she the Prime Minister of New Zealand?
New Zealand.
I know somebody that used to live with her.
I also know someone that went out with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I know who you're talking about as well.
Yeah,
I remember, but
she's
yeah.
a listener.
She's a listener. She's a patron.
We could say Emma, couldn't we?
Yeah. We could say Emma.
It's not her name, but we
her name's Janet. But
no, quickly, talking about patrons, have a look at this, right? I don't know, we'd have to have a look, but we could
airdrop it. We
could airdrop it, but I don't know if there's any personal information on it. I don't
there might be a number.
That's what I mean.
There's a phone number, personal info.
Let's see.
No.
Just do that with a
let's not show it. Basically,
you could chop their number out.
I can crop it if you want me to crop it. It'll take 2 seconds.
Vittorio's a whiz, mate.
I can tell you what, I'll crop it right here. I'll bloody crop it.
I want to crop it.
You don't have to crop. Oh, no, because it's still got names. I don't want to give out names, man. But basically what it is over the last 24 hours, we put out, finally, the WhatsApp group. Yeah. We've got a WhatsApp group for a tier.
£5 a month.
£5 a month or above. You have the option of joining a
full-length
WhatsApp
podcasts
group.
And other stuff.
And, you know, it's
WhatsApp group
it
as
is
well.
Totally optional. You know, you don't have to if you don't want to be in a
No, you have
mad
to WhatsApp. Join.
But we were surprised with how many
people...
If you
want to enjoy life, anyway.
We're actually very surprised of how many people have gone straight away. No, we want to be part of it. So currently we have 52 people in the WhatsApp group.
Nice
right?
one for every week of the year.
And it's... So I've been adding them over the last 24 hours as they've contacted. Saying,
Couple haven't been able to add, and I've had to add them, yeah.
I hadn't checked the messages because I was actually busy for an hour.
I wasn't saying like I had to add them, all right? You know, the CEO had to. That's local level stuff, all right?
Julian felt like he was in an episode of Undercover Boss.
I don't have to micromanage this, all right? I was
I was looking after my daughter for 10 minutes.
I was watching porn, okay?
But anyway, so people have like, there was the first wave of like 20, 25 went on in sort of one batch, boom, 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 boom. Then throughout the last 24 hours, people have like messaged and said, actually, yeah, I'd like to be part of the group. And so I've added them in. But what's funny with WhatsApp, you can only ever see afterwards, can't you?
Yeah.
So you get added.
So if you
can't
join, you don't see the previous
no,
things.
No, so there's no context of what's been discussed. So there was I think it was last night, 10:40, I added 3 more people that had messaged saying, can I join in? And literally the first 2 messages that came in straight after they joined, they had no context of what this is about. Was somebody saying, my favourite bit was Bridget having it away with a midget, right? And then followed by, we'll see if he can really fly when he gets chucked off a prison balcony for being a filthy nonce.
I said I'm going to try and be able to fly, yeah, and they was not really. No, that was R. Kelly.
It was about, we were discussing, R. Kelly's being incarcerated.
The fallen soldier.
Yeah. another man down. We lost
man
another
down.
We lost another king.
Another great man.
Another great man brought down by the woke liberal establishment.
Brought down by the snowflake.
By the liberal elite of this country. Not even in this country.
Fucking libtard.
Yeah. He's a great man.
I put his name in YouTube yesterday and
now you're on a list.
Yeah.
To get some of his
tips,
girlfriend's numbers. Now they're single. But I like watching the trial, but it's not aired, is it? You just saw a little bit. But then it had like a, you know, you get in the feed, the algorithm shows you some of his concerts and a cappella.
Yeah,
like, he's I didn't realize
an amazing
that
voice.
Fucking
absolutely
hell.
Incredible voice.
I knew, like, I didn't even know some
which
of them
doesn't
songs.
Justify the things he's
we
done.
We gonna get out the kitchen, got the roll in the mission. Like that one.
Did you just play it?
Yeah.
You just play it from
sorry,
YouTube.
I just turned my phone off.
Have you seen the one called Rail Talk?
No.
He's up there with Prince.
You know no.
What? You don't think?
I can't think
in heaven. Guys.
No, I mean, not in terms of musical instruments, but in terms of melody.
No,
he's got a better voice.
Absolutely no in it.
I think
Prince is proper elite.
It's a different style.
Prince is up there with, like, you know, fucking Jackson, or the greatest.
I think R. Kelly ain't far down.
I think he's
pretty far.
In terms of, like, his voice sound, and I'm bigging up this paedophile, by the way. I mean, Fred West could dig a garden, all right? Okay. Hitler's art was like...
There's a funny... I saw a really funny artist's courtroom sketch of R. Kelly from yesterday. I think it actually was, I think it was taken from the Daily Mail website. So if you go to the Daily Mail and look for the R. Kelly case, see if you can bring up the, there's a funny, you know, why courtroom sketches are so shit. And it's, have a look if it's, it was yesterday's one, so it would be brand new if you can do date search. But it was, you know, I don't know why, like, why can't they just, I reckon we ditch the sketches. I get it. I can imagine what look like.
We know what he looks like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're paying that guy probably, what, 800 quid or something.
Go to, bring up the Daily Mail website. Let's just go to dailymail.co.uk. Maybe .com. It probably might be the American one.
Look at the page free.
That ain't on Daily Mail.
In it.
I've heard.
I always stick one on my page.
Is it? Is page three still going?
Nah.
No, they stopped that.
It seems insane now.
Another great.
They dropped
man.
It. I know. I can't believe it, man. Bring it back. That's what I say.
Bring back the bottom
just,
half.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking,
we should just have bottom half.
Just, yeah, just page three fannies.
It was weird, wasn't it? Because I was growing up like Sam Fox.
I know, it was just normal to have some
yeah,
tits.
Yeah, like, it's just got a tits out. Like, it's mad. Seems, it seems nuts.
I don't know. I saw one that was a bit more full length. But
it looks like Walter White there.
That top one. Look how big his ears are, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, that's not the one I saw, but it was a really...
I wonder if he was looking all gutted.
Google,
I mean, I don't see why he wouldn't be.
When I found it, I did Google worst or funniest courtroom artist sketches, and somebody's compiled a great list of... just terrible drawings of criminals, which is that's how I spent my 5 a.m. after I woke up. But it's, yeah, there's some good ones. I genuinely don't know why that. I know it's a nice tradition to, if you can't have photographs, to be able to draw them, but fucking come on, man.
It's boring, isn't it? It's like the wigs in UK courts, though, isn't it? What's that fucking about, bro?
Just I think that's syphilis. That's what that was. So it was the French aristocracy were all fucking each other and they all had syphilis, so they went bald.
Oh.
So they had to wear white wigs.
You think they might have phased it out then?
I know.
Seems like it's quite bad connotations.
It's a bit of AIDS now or something.
16 hilariously bad celebrity courtroom sketches that somehow got made. Amy Winehouse. What?
Oh my God.
There we go. What was she in court for, Amy Winehouse?
Dying.
they do frown upon that.
Drug overdose, possession.
Guy Fieri?
Who's Guy Fieri?
Amy, sorry.
He's that chef who wears the flame shirt.
Yes,
I do. What was he up for?
As a witness after someone stole his Lamborghini.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah, it says what they're in for.
What was
assaulting a reporter was Winehouse.
Whenever like a star attacks a paparazzi photographer,
yeah,
I always think, good. Not like, you know, yeah. I know you shouldn't endorse violence, but there's a certain level of job that I do think you're if you get punched, it's not that surprising.
It's part of the job, yeah.
If you're shoving a camera up in someone's face when they're coming out of their house, I do think you're
especially
allowed to get
a
big...
a stressful day, like they've got their kids, they're fucking going for a divorce.
Get that one, Taylor Swift.
What was she up for with him?
Looks like a fucking Stepford wife.
She looks like a javelin thrower. What was she up for? What was she in court for?
Testifying against former radio host David Mueller, who groped the singer.
Ooh.
Oh. He went to prison, did he?
I don't know.
Okay. You said that as if, like, what, you can get put in prison for groping? You fucking...
what, it was an awards ceremony for him or what? Nice one, soldier. The best grope of the night goes to...
This Gary Glitter one's tremendous.
Oh, look
what did
at
he
that.
Do really that was not really?
Is he still in? Gary Glitter's still in prison, isn't he?
I thought he had a bald head over in Thailand.
No, but he then came. Didn't he?
must have been another guy I was in the bedroom with. What did Naomi do? I bet she punched someone in the head.
Sued the Mirror for invasion of privacy.
Yes. Fair enough. Did she win?
I don't know.
Well, it's made Bill Cosby look quite hard.
Yeah.
Rather than sort of a gross looking old man.
Who that?
That's Rebecca,
Rebecca Brooks.
Derpy.
That was the voice.
That's a funny one of P. Diddy. Is he still called P. Diddy?
He goes different ones, doesn't he?
So what was P. Diddy done for? Spielberg?
Why have they got caricature artists?
I don't know what I mean. Like,
straight really from Leicester Square.
Bad. His big nose, tiny body.
Yeah, the Big Ben behind him.
anyway, Nigella Lawson. What's she? What was
it
she
was just
for?
Her divorce.
For being too much that was of a quite a smoke show.
How have you got a sketch artist in a divorce court?
That's what I mean.
Oh, he assaulted her, didn't he? Do you remember?
Who was it? Charles Saatchi, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, of Saatchi and Saatchi, our yes. sponsors.
I do think they should phase out the sketching. I think it's ridiculous. We can just
I think
tell
they
us
should phase
who
out
was
arresting
there.
People.
Just do it on Instagram Live.
Also, like tell us who it was. Yeah. And if it's a celebrity, put just a stock photo of that celebrity.
I mean,
celebrity.
I could use Adobe and just get her, like, do that. You could do it for a photo. Make
CGI it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that weird AI thing everybody's doing.
Make everyone
on
look like Marge Simpson.
Yeah. Deep fake. Deep fake. But anyway, how do we get onto that? R. Kelly.
So
the topics of conversation in the WhatsApp group in the first 24 hours have been R. Kelly, CBeebies. That was an early morning one for me in the Australian contingency. And some of the early risers this morning from 6 a.m.
I wonder why they were up so early.
I was up and we were discussing some of our favourite CBeebies shows.
What's the telephone code to Australia?
0061. And then we started discussing fuse boxes.
Oh, yeah.
This has been the level of chat. There was a bit about Turkish plastic surgery. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Because, somebody was asking advice about getting their teeth done in... Why they're asking us for advice about their teeth.
It's because Julian was up at Paul Smith last week.
Oh, yeah, he's had his
he's
teeth.
Got, he's
Where
got
did he have his teeth done?
Turkey.
But he got it for free. Somebody was just like, do you want me to come do this?
We need to... His teeth look good. We need to get Paul in to give tips.
Smile.
He'd be great on this podcast.
He came on during COVID on Zoom.
If
next time he's in London, we'll get him in the studio.
I did a podcast with him on Friday, I think.
Dead
Man?
It was Rob and Simon's one.
Another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rob
good,
Thomas
good guys.
And Simon, wasn't it?
I was feeling so flat that day. Like, I was feeling so dead. Yeah, so that was that. And I'm just saying, I might come. I don't know. I was like in my head a bit.
But I did Dead Man Talking at the weekend.
That's good fun.
I saw Freddie, actually.
Oh, it's a tough one to be a guest on.
Is
really?
Some of the videos they show you.
They show you some gross shit.
Oh, is that what the thing is? They show you what?
There's a guy shoving scissors up his dick.
Oh, come on.
And did they show you any gross ones afterwards? What was that an ad? What were the ads on? The skip ad?
I can't do that stuff, man. I find it
so hard.
What,
putting scissors in your ass?
Yeah, I've tried.
You just got to bite down on some leather, bro.
I don't know how people can watch that. We discussed before about people that watch fucking footage of people dying and stuff. No. It ain't for me, man.
I think my generation we were overexposed to. I saw beheadings when I was a teenager on YouTube.
God. I've never ever watched one of them beheadings. You know, when there was that little.
Yeah.
I watched them
when it was all the craze.
But I think when you're a teenager, you just don't have the things like, oh, I don't want to watch
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
fuck, man.
I've seen puppies kicked to death.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. That's worse than a beheading.
But we're so. I'm so desensitized to all that.
Oh, man, I can't do it. But no, but like, just that stuff there, that'll fuck me. If I saw a video of somebody putting scissors down their dick hole,
oh, so
that will stay with me for weeks.
I think
every time I see my
worse.
Dick, I'm going to be like,
I know.
Which I already do because it's fucking disgusting. But I can't live with it. It ain't for me. I don't understand. Who is into that? Like, what is the...
Yeah, because it was a guy doing it to himself, and then they love these videos of like,
and he can not. Don't get me wrong, he can do whatever he wants. That guy, don't film it and put it out. You fucking
self mutilation.
There was a lot of dominatrixes hitting people's dicks with a hammer.
Oh, mate! But surely it does lasting damage.
To your like self esteem,
to your
cock.
To your like sort of public profile,
to your followers on Insta,
to your family when you leave. I don't understand that. It's such a slippery slope.
I'm not
you reckon
into
they
being
started
hurt.
With a simple like
definitely.
Always in the guys.
Yeah.
But it's always the question is how do you find out that that's your kink?
That's what I mean. I've always been so
they go like a little inch every day and by the end
that's
of
why
it.
I just don't go an inch. Just keep it simple,
just keep
man.
Keep it vanilla.
Get
people.
The lights off, put it in for a bit, wait for its stuff to come out and then go to sleep, everyone.
Do you know, Mormons do soaking?
Ooh.
Where they're not allowed to have sex before marriage, but
what's soaking?
Super soaking. They put it in and then they just stay still
Oh, yeah.
And then what?
I think they move the bed, so that doesn't count. They're getting off on technicality.
But it's still putting it in. Surely that is sex. The moment it enters,
I think they,
it's sex.
They've rationalized it.
That sounds like a prosecuting lawyer. But
it was in, Your Honor.
Yeah, it was in. Once he put it in,
I like
sex.
To bump and grind, you know what I mean? Yeah, like R. Kelly.
I bet you fucking do. Your hero. Right, that is. I need to look up this Mormon shit. There's some funny one because there's that obviously you hear about
gang.
What's that very there's a very there's a sort of branch of Judaism when they do it for a sheet and stuff, isn't it? It's all a bit
weird.
Yeah, fucking come on.
Fuck off, people.
Soaking is also known as marinating or floating.
I mean, maybe it's a tantric thing.
Is
that real though? That tantric stuff.
Yeah, you're consciously doing it, so you're not looking for the end, for the calm. You're just breathing and just being present in the moment. So when you're fucking...
It's made me feel sick already.
Yeah, I'll show you. But when you're having sex, like, you're really just going for that. Like,
yeah, I suppose.
You can long it a bit, innit?
Wait, soaking like is weirder than I thought it was.
Okay, go on.
So they put it in and then they stay still. But then there's a third person who...
Films it.
Jumps up and down on the bed.
Right.
So that they're not... The people engaged in the soaking aren't...
What are they
causing the movement?
10 years old?
And who, yeah, I mean, who is the person who's doing the jumping?
I don't know.
The mum.
The guarantor.
Yeah. I'll message my mate now. Sorry, man. I forgot.
They have to be
there's
a lawyer, a doctor,
we need you to do.
A nurse.
Yes, yeah, signatory.
You have to get a professional person.
Chiropodist. Sorry, man. Just, you know, once his feet are
a photographer.
But yeah, it's so dumb. What's the Jewish? Yeah, what is the Jewish?
I mean, it's
one?
Fucking ridiculous.
When I say Jewish, I mean certain.
No wonder people like think religions are ridiculous with shit like that.
I suppose, but then you know, there's people doing weirder sex shit. We just heard about somebody ramming scissors down their dick. So
yeah,
I do think the secular versions are probably a bit worse.
We're on myjewishlearning.com.
Okay, save a bookmark.
Oh, the common myth is completely false. The notion that Orthodox Jews, whether out of an excessive fixation, the ad said, don't miss a Jewish moment, sign up to our mailing list. excessive fixation or modesty or simple prudishness, have sex through a hole in a sheet, is a widespread misconception.
Sorry to the Orthodox Jewish community.
Sorry, Jews.
Oh, it says that...
Just say it like I said it.
Oh, not only that, but having sex in that manner might itself be...
I think I might be a Jew.
What, just...
I don't know, I just feel a bit Jewish.
Oh, that solves it then, that's all right.
apparently in the Talmud it says that there must be a closeness of flesh during sex.
Okay.
So actually the sheet thing might be against Judaism.
Yeah, that's it, get the sheet off. Get your bodies together.
Freaks.
Get the sheet off and tie that bitch up, bro.
We've got to end the public episode now.
That was all public.
That was public. We're going to end this section and go to Patreon.
Go to the police station.
What a moment to start winding down. Quickly, what do we need to tell public people? If you want to join Patreon, patreon.com/wearetvi.
Yes.
Joy, if you want to join the WhatsApp group, join the £5 tier or up if you love it.
We're soon getting merch sorted. We're just choosing suppliers.
And also, I might get us a couple of samples so we can show them off.
We can bust them out here.
It's a little TVI chaps.
The bums cut out.
There's
a lot coming to Patreon.
Get on the YouTube and get on follow us on social media. Mm-hmm, we are TVI. Mm-hmm. Follow Vittorio on social media.
The £3 a month ones get early episodes.
Early
and
episodes.
Full,
all the extra episodes, yeah.
The
extra 45 minutes.
Which is another half, people.
Book tickets to Vittorio's Edinburgh show.
Yay.
Do that. Yeah, what's the venue and time?
Monkey Barrel.
That's enough of that. And Monkey Barrel, great venue. What time?
5:02 every day.
Oh, that's a good time. Yeah. Everyone can make that.
Yeah. One of the hottest debut shows of the Fringe. I sound like a sort of, when you go on like one of them weird Fringe radio stations. Yeah, you're going to be talking to Spirit of the Fringe FM. You've got to go to Leaf at 9 a.m.
Check it out, folks.
Yeah, guys. So just literally reading off your PR shit.
Vittorio is an Italian-Irish comedian.
So anyway, there we go. That's the admin. Right, that's the end of this week's public episode. We hope you enjoyed it. What happens now, Julian?
They can, if they want to hear the rest of the episode, they can go over to patreon.com/weartvi.
There you go. Once you've signed up there, you can hear the rest of the episode. You can hear all the old Patreon episodes, exclusives, whatever.
It's 45p a week.
Is it? Mm. That's cool. Mm. I didn't know that.
Easy life.
There we go. It's even cheaper than I thought. So do that. And but if not, don't worry. You can listen to next week's public episode when it's released. Thanks.
Thank you. Love you. You actually changed the podcast. I think you did.
Ronnie, you died of AIDS in an alleyway.